Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared that Israel will take full control of the Gaza Strip, deepening fears of a prolonged conflict in the besieged territory. In a video posted on social media on Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will not give up until it has captured all the territory of the Strip, adding that the ongoing military operations would continue with intensity. pic.twitter.com/8dplccz. Benjamin Netanyahu, at Netanyahu, May 19, 2025. The fighting is intense and we are making progress, Netanyahu said in a statement shared on X, formerly Twitter, but in order to succeed, we must act in a way that cannot be stopped. The remarks follow a dramatic escalation in Israeli military operations, which have killed at least 103 people in fresh airstrikes across Gaza. The largest hospital in northern Gaza was also forced to shut down due to damage and resource depletion. Israel has also called up tens of thousands of reservists as part of what appears to be a campaign aimed not only at pressuring Hamas to agree to a limited ceasefire, but also to maintain long-term control over the enclave. Moreover, Israel will allow a limited quantity of food into Gaza for the first time in 10 weeks, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, following mounting international pressure and growing fears of famine among the 2.1 million people trapped in the besieged enclave. The announcement came as Israel launched a new military assault, dubbed Operation Gideon's Chariot, involving what the Israel Defense Forces described as extensive ground operations across the Gaza Strip. Israel has maintained a total blockade on Gaza for the past 10 weeks, halting all deliveries of food, fuel, and medicine. Humanitarian groups have repeatedly warned of a looming famine, with distressing images emerging of severely malnourished children. Israeli strikes on Sunday targeted several areas across Gaza, including Khan Yunis in the south, and Beit Lahia and Jabalia in the north. The Hamas-run health ministry said at least 67 people were killed and 361 injured in the past 24 hours. Gaza's Civil Defense Service said 22 people were killed in an overnight strike on the Al-Mawasi displacement camp, a site previously marked as a safe zone. Over 100 others were reported injured. Israel airstrikes cripple Gaza hospitals. Hospitals continue to bear the brunt of the ongoing assault. According to health officials, three public hospitals in North Gaza are now out of service. Medical staff at the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia reported IDF tanks firing at the facility late on Sunday night. At the time, 55 people were inside, including four doctors, eight nurses, and dozens of patients unable to move. The staff told the BBC there had been no prior warning or evacuation order. They denied there were any military targets in or near the hospital.